14-11, 3BA's Ballarat today as we check in on the local food scene with, well, a guy, if he's not toasting up his toasties on the shores of Lake Wendouree or hosting dancing events, he's ranking condiments. Yes, he's a very busy young man, Mr. Master Chef himself, Tim Toasty Bone. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Brett. G'day, listeners. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm well. Are you keeping warm? You're literally on the shores of the lake cooking up toasties today, huh?
Yeah, literally. I'm up here at the McDonald Bandstand, whipping up some toasties for a little catering job for Deakin University for lunch. But yeah, overlooking the lake, it's quite chilly at the moment. Then listening to Lenny Kravitz Fly Away there, mate, I think I'd love to fly away to somewhere warmer at the moment. But we'll see how we go.
Stick close to that toasty machine, Tim. Stick close to it. Hey, Tim, yep. you were the host with the most at Dancing with Our Stars. Over 210K raised. Incredible.
Oh, mate, it was an amazing night. And I know you've spoken to Andrew. And it was an amazing night. Yeah, and I got to host because last year I was one of the dancers, so switched it up this year, and I think I much preferred hosting with Jules rather than shaking my tail feather on that dance floor, which was much more nerve-wracking. But, yeah, it was absolutely amazing how much money they raised, and I think Lana Gull managed to raise more money than we all raised last year just on her own, over $100,000 just on her own. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was an amazing night, but I think I might have caught the spicy cough out of the night. That was my consolation prize. But, amazing night. It was just fantastic to be a part of.
Yeah, well, good on you for being front and centre. As you say, from performer to host, what are you going to be doing next year, waiting tables?
Well, yeah, why not? Maybe Tim's Toasties, King Cody, you never know.
shameless plug. Unbelievable. Hey, Tim, speaking of your toasties, you're at the Beyond Dark Festival last weekend?
Yeah, that was Saturday night. It was awesome, Brett. Yeah, they were part of the design market at the Mining Exchange, but they spilled it out onto Camp Street on Saturday night and, yeah, closed off Camp Street, and there was all sorts of food trucks set up. I was there, and there was a few different ones sort of from Geelong and Melbourne that I hadn't had before. I was next to one that was doing those kebabs on a stick over charcoal. And by the end of the night, it was great. But by the end of the night, my eyes were stinging and it was like, we were copping smoke left, right and centre all night. But great atmosphere. They had these fireball machines. It was like being outside Crown Casino with those fire machines and live music. They're great bands and great atmosphere. It was fantastic for Ballarat. And I think it's just something about Ballarat during the winter. We're really just showcasing our amazing town to visitors and not letting winter get us down.
Yeah, embrace the cold. It's a good message.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tim, when you get out and about, as you do often in the hospitality scene, are you still seeing a lot of staff shortages, people off work because of the flu or the virus?
Yeah, it's something that I've been thinking about a bit, Brett, just in terms of, our local hospitality industry, cafes and restaurants. You hear stories, we're still doing it really tough. I mean, and the COVID cases are rising, but then with winter on top of that, you're throwing the flu and stuff like that. And I know a lot of cafes and restaurants are still struggling to staff with people off sick. And I just want, just a bit of a public service announcement to all the beautiful patrons out there. Just be patient at your cafes and restaurant and be kind. I know your slogan is be kind to each other, and that's what we really need to do at the moment, because a lot of these places, their chefs might be off, and I've seen, I won't name names, but heard people leaving negative Google reviews to cafes and restaurants.
Yeah, not good enough.
Just because they haven't been able to provide the full menu, or their chef might have been not cooked that day. Mm. So just really be kind. They're doing the bloody best they can. And we're all in this together. And just be that little bit more patient with our beautiful cafes and restaurants in Ballarat at the moment.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the flu and of the virus, now I'm no doctor, clearly, Tim. I'm pretty close, but I'm not qualified. Okay, but you know what I reckon would help, and that is a nice glass of gin. And you've just been to one of Ballarat's newest distilleries.
Yeah, I did a pop up at Kildakin Distillery's new cellar door on Sunday. It was awesome. You got Chris and Beck that run Kildakin Distillery, and they make their beautiful larrikin gins. We're so lucky to have a place like that that's creating world-class gin right here in Ballarat. So they've just opened up a new cellar door on Hill Street in Mount Pleasant, sort of not far from the old Body and Soul and Cubby House Brewery in that sort of industrial area there. And it's fantastic. They've done such a beautiful job with it. So, I went in there on Sunday and we had a toasty and a gin afternoon. It was great. So, yeah, just encourage people. If you love your gin, go and say g'day to Chris and Beck at the new Kilderkin Distillery on Hill Street. And, check it out.
Now, Tim, we love a good list on this program, and you have helped us create some lists that have got people talking. We've done, I think, pies and fish and chips.
Yeah, we did pies. Yeah, we did pizza, didn't we?
Yeah,
that was controversial.
Yeah, it was. And we're going to do it all again today, because today, ladies and gentlemen, we have Tim Bones, top five Ballarat made condiments. Now, we need to point out, Tim, you do have a couple of condiments on the market. We're going to leave those two to the side, though, huh?
Yeah, they're definitely not in the top five today. But, very shameless plug again. I do have an onion jam and a Napoli pasta sauce, and I'm selling at a few shops around Ballarat now. But they're not in the top five today. We're not going to talk about those. I just love a condiment, Brett. I'm one of those guys that I've got a dedicated shelf in my fridge that's just all condiments. Half the time I don't know what's in there, but I know whenever I need a condiment, I've got that shelf to go to. And we're really lucky in Ballarat. There's lots of amazing producers that are making some beautiful condiments, and I wanted to talk through my top five with Ballarat today. So we'll start at number five. Number five comes from Sweet Sage Farm. And now, that's a Buninyong business, Sweet Sage Farm, and Fiona runs that, and she's really lovely. And she makes a beetroot chutney, which is amazing. I love my beetroot on a burger. I'm one of those guys. Put some beetroot on a burger, why not? But she does a beautiful beetroot chutney that would be great and would go really well on a cheese platter as well with a nice rich cheddar or a camembert. So, yeah, Sweet Sage Farm beetroot chutney is my number five. You can purchase that online, or she sells it at Sovereign Hill, and she does some markets as well. So search up Sweet Sage Farm and try her beetroot chutney. That's number five.
Number four.
All right. Number four is from Flying Chilies. Now, Lily runs Flying Chilies, and she sets up at the Ballarat Farmers Market here at the North Garden, and she does some amazing products. But I picked her Sambal Queen, which is a chili sauce. It is so damn good, and I use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I do a toasty called the Hot Chili Woman, where I cook pork belly, and I use her sambal, so it's nice and spicy, but also sweet and has a really great flavour. And Lily also works at the Pot of Courage Cafe, which is part of the Barclay campus.
We've had
a chat about it before.
We have.
Yeah, she works there as well. So number four, Lily's Flying Chilies Sambal.
I love the name.
I know, it's awesome. Get to the market and pick yourself up a jar of that. You won't be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, going to number three. Number three is from Salis Artisan Foods. So Salis, S-A-L-I-S, Salis Artisan Foods. And he, Arlo, who runs that business, he does a smoked bourbon barbecue sauce.
Ooh, yes, please.
Oh, yeah, it is so good. And I use it all the time. I do a toasty called the Smokey and the Bandit, and I use his the smoky barbecue bourbon sauce in that with bacon, egg, a hash brown, and lots of cheese. And that's one of my best sellers. And it's got a really great flavour. And you can really get that flavour of the bourbon coming through in that barbecue sauce as well. Now, he sets up at the market in the North Gardens as well, the Ballarat Farmers Market. But you can also purchase his stuff from 1816 Bakery, Sovereign Hill, Lear and Talbot, Essential Candle Co. And you can purchase his stuff online as well. So Arlo's, Salis Artisan Foods smoked barbecue bourbon sauce. Give that a crack. It's so good.
Coming into number two, Tim Bone.
We're getting to the pointy end.
Yes.
Number two, I love honey, Brett. Now, I put honey in there from Backyard Beekeeping Honey. They're a local honey producer, and they do some amazing honey, and they set up at the farmer's market as well. But the thing with these guys, they also have a honey locker, where if you search Backyard Beekeeping Honey Locker, you can go to their place, and they've got a locker out the front, and it's one of those honesty system things. You leave your cash, and you take your bucket of honey, and away you go.
How good is that?
I love that. It's so old school, but it's just such an amazing, amazing way. And I'm frequently visiting the locker to pick up my bucket of honey. Whenever I do a lamb toasty, I always cook my lamb in rosemary, garlic, and their honey, so it turns out nice and sweet, and it's got a really great flavour. So Backyard Beekeeping Honey is my number two. They've got a few different flavours of honey, but they're all fantastic. So, yeah, that's my number two.
Hey, Tim.
And
hey,
number
Tim,
one.
Look, yeah. Look what I've got for you.
Oh!
Yeah, I knew you'd
Drum
be
roll.
Impressed. On the budget on this
Very
show,
impressed.
About 10 cents a day. Don't worry about that. Number one, what do we got, Tim Bone?
Number one, it had to be Mr. Jones's Triple C Crispy Chili Condiment. This stuff is, I'm addicted to it, let's be honest. So, it's like a chili oil, but it's got all crispy bits of chili in there, and you can literally, I would literally put it on my Weet-Bix. But it goes fantastic with dumplings or on your scrambled eggs or just added to anything just to really boost the flavour. So Darren at Mr. Jones, we know how good he is as a chef, and he started to jar up stuff during the pandemic. But this his Triple C Crispy Chili Condiment is my favourite condiment in Ballarat. Now, you can get it from Mr. Jones, from the restaurant, but they sell it at Wilson's as well and a few other places. Or I think you can purchase it online if you just search up Mr. Jones. But, Mr. Jones, Triple C, Crispy Chili Condiment is my number one condiment. There you go, Ballarat.
Love a good list, Tim Bone. Tim, I've got the guys in the newsroom giving me the side eye. We have gone over time. Thank you for yours, Tim. Chat soon.
Oh, dear. Good on you. Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Hi, I'm